This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the host and creator of Motor Week on PBS, the Velocity Channel, and many other spots. John Davis will be joining us momentarily. Telephone-wise, if you'd like to say hello to John, you can do so by calling up our toll-free line. It's 855-660-4261. Or you can shoot us an email anytime, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, anytime I get the opportunity to share the airwaves with this gentleman, it's always a pleasure. Let's welcome John Davis, the host of television's Motor Week. John, how you doing?
Great, Bob. How are you? Nice, terrific to be back with you again.
Always great to have you back, John. And I've been watching the show since day one, and that was 1982.
You're dating us both, Bob.
You're right. But it was your creation, John. How did you originally get the idea?
Well, Bob, I've, of course, been a car enthusiast all my, from preteen, I guess, on up. But basically, I was in a position in the late 70s to produce a new series for Maryland Public Television and PBS. And I had been following some minor attempts at doing an automotive series in different parts of the world and one even here in the U.S., but nobody had really been able to capture the essence of the monthly magazines like Car and Driver, Road Track, and Motor Trend, et cetera, and put it into some kind of a television series. So that basically was the concept with a little of, pop mechanics thrown in to do a little, not so much maintenance, but let people be more informed about what they need to do to keep up their cars, and then hopefully some lifestyle features thrown in. So it really was an attempt to replicate what had been out there in the print world for many decades.
And now we're this many decades in, and there are so many automotive television shows out there, John, but nothing comes even close to Motor Week, in my opinion.
Well, thanks, Bob. Yeah, people do claim that we have spawned sort of a mini industry, and it's certainly an honor to be in that position. There are now, of course, as you mentioned, lots of automotive TV series for almost every kind of taste, and even more online. So it's great. I say bring them on. More power to all of them.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the Driver's Choice Awards. You didn't do it in the first year, but I believe it was year number two?
Correct. This is the awards this year. This is our 38th season on the air, and this is the 37th time that we've given out the awards.
That's fantastic. And we're going to run down all the winners here on the show. And why don't we begin by talking about small cars, best small car. What was the winner for 2019?
Well, Bob, our best small car this year is the Kia Forte, and what really set this new generation of Kia's Forte sedan apart from anything else was that it's always had a almost Euro-like driving attitude about it, but this year they added a lot more technology, more space, really dramatic styling. And they made it, you know, something that most people would see as an everyday commuter car, quite exciting to look at and to drive. And to us, that's really the essence of car design, taking something you have to have and making it special. And we are obviously focused on the drivability. So it was really almost no contest this year.
You're absolutely right about the folks at Kia have done a great job with the Forte. And isn't it remarkable how both Korean companies, both Hyundai and Kia, are just turning out amazing product these days, John. Talk about 180 degrees from the original Hyundai XL and the original Kia.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember when they both came onto the market, Hyundai first, and, you know, they had lots of quality problems, but it didn't take them very long to get their act together. Of course, Hyundai, I guess, was first in Canada, and we had tested that model and thought they really weren't ready for the U.S. prime time, but they got ready, and the one thing you note about Kia and Hyundai is they just keep moving forward. If they bring out something that's not well-received, they lick their wounds and come back very quickly. Very aggressive companies and terrific products with great quality.
Absolutely. Let's talk about best family sedan. This one is no stranger to our listeners' ears. The brand and the model have been around for quite some time.
Well, the Nissan Altima, again, a new generation, and here is a situation where the midsize family sedan is going, shall we say, it's on a downward spiral with sales collapsing as more and more people switch over to SUVs. But Nissan is not throwing in the towel. They've come back with a very dramatic-looking car, extremely roomy on the inside, but really full of the latest tech. It's got the segment's first variable compression engine, the 2-liter turbo four-cylinder that they've basically taken from Infiniti. They also recognize that more and more people see all-wheel drive as a must-have for safety, and they've made all-wheel drive available on the Altima for the first time. And like all Nissan products, they tend to be high quality and very moderately priced. The Altima, we think, has, you know, it's always sold well, but sort of in the shadow of the Camry and Accord, and we felt it has risen to the top and probably will stay there for a while.
Yeah, I would agree. Excellent choice as well. We're up to best convertible, and unlike 1982, there weren't that many convertibles out there, but the one that received the award for this year is celebrating a big anniversary year this year as well, 30 years for the Mazda Miata, the MX-5.
Yeah, you mentioned that when it came out, there weren't that many affordable convertibles, and actually right now we're in the same boat. There's not very many affordable convertibles. And that's what makes the Miata and the fact that this new generation car has just continued to grow as far as abilities, yet not lost focus of what a classic sports car two-seater should be. So whether you've got the hardtop or the convertible models, they both get a little bit more power, about 26 more horsepower than they had before. More technology, of course, that's necessary, but nothing overpowering. It's still frugal, still fun, and still a top-down winner for us.
That's the best convertible, according to MotorWeek and John Davis, who joins us live here on Auto World. We're going to run down all the winners in every category, and why don't we jump into luxury vehicles and talk about the best luxury sedan. Always a crowded marketplace, always a tough choice, John.
Well, you might remember, Bob, that last year we gave an award to the Kia Stinger. We thought that it was such a standout sports sedan, and lo and behold, here comes Hyundai's Genesis division taking that chassis but doing some real surgery with it and turning it into an amazing luxury car, the G70. It easily won our best luxury sedan, and it has some things that the Stinger doesn't have. It's a little bit shorter, so that actually makes it more of a driver's car, and it also has a manual transmission for the base four-cylinder turbo motor. So we have put the G70 extensively on the racetrack and just come away thinking, my goodness, you know, almost right out of the box, Genesis has fielded a car that we think is right up there with things like the 3 Series BMW and Audi A4. And it's our kind of luxury. Beautiful
it sure
interior.
Is, John.
Yeah, beautiful
Hold
job.
That thought. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Television. Association's Motor Week, and we're running down the Driver's Choice Awards for 2019. And if you were with us in the last segment, the best luxury sedan went to the Genesis G70, and that may surprise some folks. And now we're up to another surprise winner in the category of best sports sedan. John, I didn't see this one coming.
Yeah, you couldn't unless you drove it. When the Volvo S60 first came onto our lot and we went to the preview for it, we were expecting a nice mid-level luxury sedan and an S90, you know, a bit smaller, not quite as nice on the inside. But what we found with Volvo's new SPA architecture and their 2-liter multi-boost powertrain, that this was a wonderfully handling vehicle. The chassis tuning was absolutely just spot on, and the T6R design with its all-wheel drive handled so well and really out-handled anything else in its class. And to boot, this is the first product from Volvo's new Charleston, South Carolina assembly plant. And we actually were testing it on a track that's only about 30 miles away from there. And it was a knockout, and it was a little bit surprising to us. But there you have it, the Volvo S60, our best sports sedan of the year.
And if this isn't hot enough for you, they've got a Polestar engineered engine for you, John. And also, kudos to Volvo on interior design. It seems like, just like Audi did years ago, revolutionized interior design, Volvo's doing some really nice things with the interior these days as well.
Yeah, I do wonder, though, Bob, how big can those big screens get before they take over the entire car?
That's true. Absolutely. Let's talk about sport coupes. This is a category that I love. Unfortunately, not as popular today, but the winner this time is also from a Korean brand.
Yes, the Hyundai Veloster N, the first of their N performance models. That's N as in Nancy, in case anyone's wondering. A complete transformation from that nice, sporty-looking three-side-door hatchback Veloster that's now in its second generation. This is a whole nother animal. I don't care whether you want to throw the top of VW Golf at it or any magic that the Civic has come up with. This Veloster N is a terrifically affordable, I can't use any other word, sports car. It really pushed performance to a new level for Hyundai, and I think it bodes well for what they've got coming as they make more and more N models. You know, under 30 grand, we just think it's hard to beat.
Oh, so true, John. Now we're up to best performance car, and you got to love this. The muscle car wars are definitely full speed ahead for 2019, and the folks at FCA have massaged the Hellcat and come up with this SRT Hellcat Red Eye, and I haven't had a chance to drive it yet, John. What's it like?
Well, it's a terrific follow-up to the Challenger SRT Demon. It doesn't have the Demon's 840 horsepower, but it's got just about everything else that the Demon had. And to me and to our staff, this actually is a much more drivable car. Even if it's a little detuned, it basically I can blather on for about a few seconds and you've already hit 60 miles an hour. It's a very streetable machine, very comfortable. Our performance car category is really one that's aimed at muscle cars, and FCA right now has got kind of a lock on it.
They sure do. There are so many incarnations that you can get of the Challenger, and there's a Challenger for anybody's budget, and there's an all-wheel drive variant available, but you really have to hand it to the folks at FCA for, as you say, taking the best pieces of the Demon and bringing it into the Red Eye. And it's a good-looking vehicle as well, John, with that wide-body stance.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about eco-friendly vehicles. This is always a hotly contested category.
This is entirely
category.
The other end of the spectrum. we basically are giving it to three cars in one this year. The Hyundai Clarity lineup, You can't get all the models everywhere, but you have to admire what Honda is doing. They're starting with basic a Civic architecture, and they've done the Clarity PHEV, their plug-in hybrid, which really is probably the most widely available model. There's also a full EV Clarity, even though its range is not up there. It shows that they're willing to address a market where some commuters, you know, really are sold, especially out west, on the whole EV thing. They're doing it at a reasonable price. And the real stretch is the fuel cell Clarity. Again, not widely available, but to anybody that's really into green motoring, you can talk about any fuel you want, but it's really that hydrogen fuel cell that they consider as the promised land. And here is one car line that pretty much delivers anything an eco-friendly driver could want, and does it with a great chassis, one that is nice, is just terrific to drive. So I think the Clarity really deserves all the accolades it can get.
I would totally agree. Let's talk about utility vehicles, beginning with the very popular category these days of best small crossover or sport utility vehicle, this time going to a Toyota product.
Yeah, we actually expanded our utility categories because obviously people want utilities. Our best small utility, we've added midsize, and we have our large. In our small, you're right, the RAV4, their new generation, they've kind of taken it back to basics, more like it was back in 1996. Not real small, but more rugged, and I think they've given it a much tougher look. It's got better capabilities off-road. Yet when you drive it, if you have been a fan of RAV4s and you've got one, you won't find anything about the way it drives unusual. So really, it's a tougher-looking vehicle that still drives like an SUV derived from a popular passenger car. So I think they did a good job.
Yeah, very good job. And Toyota continues to step out of the box styling-wise, which is quite good to see. And it's remarkable that even the Corolla for 2019 is styled quite boldly. Let's talk about midsize utility vehicles, this time going to the Ford Edge. What a good choice.
Yeah. This is our new category, and it's a huge market, this midsize two-row SUV market. So we've made room for another one. There's a lot of vehicles in this category. The thing I like about Ford is every time they redo a vehicle, even if it's a minor redo, they sort of do more than you expected. With the new Edge, they not only freshened the vehicle from stem to stern, but they came out with the first performance in its price class with the Edge ST, and it really is a European-style Ford utility. It's got power handling and braking like nothing else in its price class. We really had to stop ourselves and make sure that you had to go to a really expensive luxury SUV to get the kind of performance that the Edge is delivering. So I think they deserve the accolade.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Those on the left say President Trump needs to do more to condemn bigotry, especially following the mosque shootings in New Zealand. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News Sunday,
"Not sure what more you want the president to do. You may say you want to give him a national speech to address the nation. That's fine. Maybe we do that, maybe we don't. But I think you get down to the basic issue is that the president is doing everything that we can to prevent this type of thing from happening here. The president is doing everything that we can to make it clear, look, this has to stop."
On CBS's Face the Nation, Mulvaney said Trump is no more to blame for what happened in New Zealand than Mark Zuckerberg is because he created Facebook. The social networking site said it removed 1.5 million videos of the shooting within 24 hours of the attack. And in a tweet, President Trump has called on Fox News to keep host Jeanine Pirro on the air after she missed Saturday night's program following her comments about Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar a week ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out there, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Coming at you live, coast to coast, border to border on great radio stations like the one you're listening to right now, or if you're joining us online at GCNlive.com. Welcome, everybody. John Davis is with us. He is the creator, executive producer, and host of television's Motor Week, and I love having John on the show every time he joins us. It's always a pleasure, and every year we run down the list of the Driver's Choice Awards, and we're kind of smack dab in the middle of utility vehicles. Best small utility went to the RAV4 from Toyota. Mid-size utility, that's a new category for Motor Week. It went to the Ford Edge, very deservingly so. And now we're up to large utility, and this is going to surprise some folks, John.
Well, this is our repeat winner, the Volkswagen Atlas. It surprised us last year when we gave it the award. Now some people are surprised with all the new competition, he got it again. But when you kind of look at it, this Chattanooga, Tennessee-made SUV, it's huge on the inside. It's got three rows of excellent seating, even room for adults in the third row. They did their homework, powerful engine, good fuel economy. And the clincher, I think, is this extended warranty that they've got 60 or 70,000 miles on the entire vehicle. Not just a powertrain warranty. We think Atlas has no equal right now in its price class.
Very well said, John. It's a very compelling vehicle, to say the least. Motor Week, of course, is on PBS, and we've had a number of people call in wanting to know where they can see it. Where's the best place to go and look it up on the website?
Well, if you look at our website, motorweek.org, and you go to the top of the head page, you'll see about the show on the right-hand side. Pull that menu down, and there's a new system in there where you can put in your location or your zip code, and current station and times will pop up. We're also seen, besides on public television, we're also seen on the Motor Trend cable channel on Tuesday night. So we're out there, and if you miss everything, well, you can always go to pbs.org and see entire shows.
Yeah, absolutely. What a great website you do. And once a week, if you're a real geek like myself, you can get an update, a newsletter from you guys, which is very useful.
There's material on the website you won't see anywhere else. All of our reviews of cars that we've just come back from the press event, they go up there first. And we do have a daily news column on the site as well. So whatever's happening anytime on the automotive scene, you can pretty much catch up with it instantaneously at motorweek.org.
Let's talk about luxury utility vehicles. This one is from a brand that for many, many years hesitated to get into the utility segment because their cousin, so to speak, Range Rover, Land Rover, was in the same corral. But this winner from Jaguar is, without question, just an excellent choice, John. Tell everybody about the I-Pace.
Jaguar I-Pace, a real game changer, not the first electric utility. Tesla did that. But it's the first one to come from an established brand. They beat Mercedes to market and Audi and BMW. It's got a motor for each axle, so it's all-wheel drive right out of the box. And a Jaguar frame, 400 horsepower, gorgeous Jaguar styling. We love the fact that it looks like a Jaguar. And it's got great range, 234 miles without having to pay any special premium. So you can drive the vehicle basically as a normal car in most situations, and charge it up in less than 45 minutes if you have access to a fast charger along the way. It's a futuristic Jaguar that's here today, and it happens just to be an SUV. The I-Pace is quite an accomplishment.
It sure is. You got to hand it to them for doing a great job of balancing all those points that you were talking about. And nowadays, I understand the best-selling Jag is the utility vehicle, whether it's an I-Pace or an F-Pace. This is selling very, very well, which is good news for Jag.
Well, you know, almost every luxury brand that's brought out an SUV, it ends up being their bestseller in pretty short order.
That's true. Now we're up to a very hotly contested category, best pickup truck. All the domestic manufacturers have gone back to the boards and brought out some really compelling product, and the winner is, without question, the best of the bunch, and it's from FCA.
Ram 1500, and I mean, it was a tough year. You had a new Silverado, a revamped F-150, and here comes Ram, and what really cemented it for us are a couple of things. A fabulous interior that just blew everything else in the truck market away. And then I'm not just talking about the big screen, but it's user-friendly, great-looking materials, very comfortable, all kind of accentuating that great ride through coil springs that they already had put in the previous generation. But then things like a 48-volt electrical system, so you even have mild hybrid capabilities, not standard, but almost across the line. I don't know what else they could have done to basically say, we want to be the pickup truck for the personal use buyer. That's our focus, and because those people deserve to play as hard as they work. And Ram just did a knockout job. Some say it wasn't the most technologically advanced. I disagree with that. I think they put their technology where they knew people would use it.
Yeah, I would agree, John. No question about it. And certainly the Rams are selling extraordinarily well. And there's lots of goodies for folks who are into the pickup truck scene because, as you mentioned, with all the different big Detroit 3 massaging are coming out with all new variants, it's a great time to be in the market for a pickup truck. Let's talk about some dream machines. I love talking this category with you, and we've got three different models to tell folks about, beginning with the second generation of the Bentley Continental GT. And boy, this is a looker, John.
Yeah, I fell in love with the Continental GT when it first came out, and that love affair just doesn't seem to go away. If I won the lottery, of all of our three dream machines, it's probably the one that I would want to be at least my daily driver. Mega performance, mega luxury, and as you mentioned, Bob, it's just gorgeous. It's the kind of car that you think, someone with all the money in the world or maybe a supermodel would, be throwing their hat into just to run down the block to the grocery store. Or drive up to the casino in Monte Carlo, whichever one they want to do.
Either one will work just fine. Let's talk about the Ferrari in here. This is a relatively new model from Ferrari. This is the 812 Superfast.
And, it lives up to its name. How can you name a car Superfast unless it is Superfast? But it's more than that. It is sort of like it's the quintessential modern Ferrari. It's now a highly reliable supercar that is gorgeous to look at, that's comfortable. There's no more compromises that you have to make. And we just saw it with the 812. They did a super job on the Superfast, and it's one of our dream machines for this year.
Also for 2019, you've given the Best Dream Machine Award to the Porsche Panamera. And this is a vehicle that's available in so many different incarnations, John. And if you haven't driven it, you really deserve to do so if you're fortunate enough to be shopping in this price category. This is quite a compelling machine.
And there's a model, like you said, for almost every taste and two body styles, the shooting brake and the normal hatchback. They just keep slicing this onion at Porsche thinner and thinner and keep wowing us with all the creativity that they put in the Panamera. Here's a race car worthy performance luxury sedan. Tech filled, great to drive, and really just a terrific effort.
Absolutely. You're going to love that interior and that cockpit. We'll take a pit stop and then more with John Davis from Motor Week.
On the road again, I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again, I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod
racer? If you haven't checked out Motor Week in a while, please do so on your local PBS station or on, as John corrected me, the new Motor Trend video channel, as the Velocity name is. Has disappeared, but and you can find all kinds of information at motorweek.org. We've been running down the 2019 Best Ofs, the Driver's Choice Awards, which were given out as usual at the Chicago International Auto Show. And John, we're now up to the really big one, and that's the best of the year, the 2019 Motor Week's Driver's Choice of the Award overall winner.
Yeah, it has to win one of the categories first, and this one did. Our best luxury SUV is also our best of the year, the Jaguar I-Pace. I could basically pick up your entire show talking about what an amazing job I feel that Jaguar has done with this vehicle. It is beautiful. It's instantly recognizable inside and out as a Jaguar, yet it has almost 235 miles of EV range, 400 horsepower, enough like, you know, you would expect any other car. They'd have a twin turbo 6 or 8 stuffed under the hood to generate that kind of power. It does so quietly. The seats are great. The technology's great. You know, the fact that little Jaguar has beat, you know, BMW, Mercedes, and Audi to the market with a popular SUV and done it for, you know, it's not cheap. 70 grand's not inexpensive, but it is inexpensive when you look at some of the other vehicles out there, either already out in this class or coming. They just knocked it out of the ballpark.
They sure did, John. And like you say, kudos to Jag for doing such a fantastic job. And you see a lot of them on the roads, so they're doing well and selling well. Since 1982, Motor Week has been on the air. Since 1983, we've been giving out the Driver's Choice Awards. When I look back, not quite that far, let's say 10 or 15 years ago, John, we've seen so many changes from the car companies and the way they introduce product. The days of the big auto shows may be something of the past. I hate to say it, but you've got Detroit moving to June next year in an attempt to grab more exhibitors. What do you think is going to happen to the traditional auto show. We got the big one in New York coming up, but there definitely has been some changes on the OEM front regarding the shows.
Well, there are as far as introductions. I can't blame a car company for not wanting to spend $1 million or $2 million for a 15-minute press conference to wow auto journalists, because, you know, in 15 minutes they're going to move on to the next one. But I do wonder if they're not walking away from the public, because so many people still go to auto shows to test cars, you know, get in and out to do all their comparisons. And when the auto companies pull out of these shows, they generally are not there at all. They don't even have their public displays. And I really, when I see the crowds at so many of these shows, like New York and Chicago, actually growing, I wonder if the folks in the marketing departments there have really got their heads screwed on right. Yeah, they may be saying, journalists, we can do, give you more attention, show you vehicles in a different venue, spend less money, give you more time with the cars, all of that. But what about the people that actually buy the products? I'll give you an example. I was at the Paris Auto Show last fall. Ford didn't come. The Germans weren't there. And yet they had 2 million people from France and other countries around France that attended that show, and some of the biggest, most influential brands were not there, and I know they sell a lot of the cars in those countries. So I'm just not sold that the auto show completely is going away. I think it's changing. It's less for the press, but they got to keep an eye on the fact that there's an awful lot of people that buy cars that come there. Chicago so far has held up pretty well. Looks like New York will too, and L.A. But Detroit, they're trying to do something different, make it more of a public festival. And I think making it a public event rather than a press event is probably the key to longevity.
That's very well said. And, of course, McCormick Place, the venue for the Chicago show, is such a beautiful facility. And an automaker can show off their entire lineup there, something that they can't do at some of the smaller venues. And it's a great place to, as you said, go car shopping and don't be bothered with salesmen, and be able to hop in and out of a dozen vehicles totally unhassled.
I do think, Bob, that the auto shows themselves have got to get a handle on their prices and figure out ways that car companies can come and not spend the kind of money that they used to do. And I think in a way that's what Detroit's looking at, because they're looking at some outside venues that won't have some of the restrictions and perhaps the cost of setting it up in Cobo Hall like it's been in the past.
Yeah, no, that's true. It'll be very interesting to see the first June-based auto show in Detroit next year for 2020. And it will be interesting to see how they spin it. Another thing that we've seen change over the years, John, as you said, not only has Motor Week been a huge success over the years, but now it's spawned a lot of competitors and a lot of people who are trying to emulate you. And again, as I said earlier, nobody even comes close. But where do you see the future for automotive television? Is the sky the limit? Are we going to continue to see more and more of these shows?
Well, the public right now, you know, the young public tends to watch traditional TV less and watching it online and streaming more. So I think that there's gradually going to be a shift from cable and broadcast to more and more content online. I don't see really any change of the need for information. You're still talking about buying vehicles that basically is the second biggest purchase most people make, and you need detailed analysis. One of the problems for people out there that are just relying on their computers and what's on their screens is they don't always know if what they're looking at is coming from people that have a lot of experience, you know, testing a lot of different vehicles and being able to compare. Almost anybody can be, as you know, a journalist these days if they've got an iPad and a Wi-Fi service. So if you find somebody that you like, whoever it is, make sure they know what they're talking about before you put a lot of faith in them.
That's a really good point, John, and it is so right on the money, because there are lots of folks out there that are doing just as you said. They're making themselves instant journalists, and it comes with without the experience, without the schooling, without any of the stuff that the traditional outlets all have as part of their individual staffs.
Another, and you know, Bob, that, you're in the same situation we are. You've been on radio more years than I can remember. And, you know, Internet radio, almost anybody can do what they call a radio show anymore. But, again, you don't really know who you're listening to unless the person's got some longevity or something behind them like you do. And you got to have faith in the information that's being delivered. And that tells you people have got to do some research and make sure that, you know, listening to whoever it is, that they're getting the straight deal.
Yeah, it's very true. The consumers need to be on the lookout, be aware of who you're taking advice from, be aware of who's giving you so-called expert advice. In that given course of a year, how many vehicles come through the Motor Week garage?
Well, including some of the vehicles that we just basically get in to refresh our memory of what they're like, about 150. We do full road tests on almost 100 vehicles a year. Then we'll do updates on another 20 or 30, and about 20 or 30 come in with minor changes that we don't really go on the air with, but we would want to keep up with them. So about 150, that's a lot of cars. So much so, my own cars don't get driven nearly enough.
And, of course, every time you're with me, I have to ask you about that long-lost Pantera.
About what, Bob? I couldn't hear you.
About your long-lost Pantera from years ago.
Oh, my Pantera? You know, I really should try and drag out the VIN number and see if it even still exists. I had a 73 model Air Di Tommaso Pantera that I bought used in 1975 and rebuilt it, and a friend of mine painted it beautiful, a glossy white, almost like a clear coat back in the days before anyone knew what a clear coat was. And I don't miss the fact that I was under the car every weekend trying to keep it running, but I do miss the car.
Absolutely. Well, John, thank you for giving us the awards for 2019 Motor Week's Driver's Choice Awards, and I promise we'll get you back with us real soon.
Thanks for the opportunity, Bob. It's always great to be on with you.
Thank you, John.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.